Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference to Mr. Arun Baid. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 post-con call results of Kajaria Ceramics. From the management side, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, CMD, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, JMD, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, JMD, and Mr. Sanjeev, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Ashokji for his opening remarks, post which we'll have the Q&A. Over to you, Ashokji.
Thank you, Arun. Very good evening to everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call are my sons, Chetan and Rishi, my grandson, Kartik Kajaria, our CFO, Sanjeev, Nehal Shah, DVP Strategy, and Pallavi Bhalla, GM Investor Relations. Considering the prevalent and sustained demand challenges in the tile industry, the tile volumes continue to remain muted in Q3 FY24 as well. Our volumes exhibited a modest year-to-year growth of 6%, reaching 27.09 billion square meters, even though Gujarat gas price increased by 17% since August 2023. The Morbi manufacturers have not taken any price hike. Despite the existing challenges, we maintain a positive outlook for the tile industry's demand in FY25. Considering the likely rub-off of strong real estate demand to drive improvement in offtake for tiles in financial year 2025, we are confident of achieving better-than-industry growth going forward, driven by our extensive and relentless branding and distribution efforts. The consolidated revenue for the quarter amounted to rupees 1,152 crores, indicating a 6% increase compared to the corresponding period last year. The EBITDA margin for Q3 stood at 15.52%, representing an increase of 322 basis points from the same quarter previous year. The progress of our previously announced Nepal project is slightly delayed due to heavy rainfall in the last quarter. We now anticipate commissioning of 5.1 million square meters of glazed vitrified and ceramic capacity by June 2024. On the export front, India's tile exports have experienced a remarkable 49% growth, reaching more than 12,300 crores from April 2023 to October 2023, compared to rupees 8,278 crores in the same period in the previous year. However, exports have slowed down post-October 2023, with the issues prevalent in the Suez Canal leading to uncertainty in the region and sudden spurt in ocean freight. Once the situation eases in the Suez Canal, we hope the growth momentum will pick up. Now, for this quarter's financial performance. In Q3 FY24, the company achieved a 6% year-to-year increase in consolidated revenue from operations, reaching 1,152 crores compared to rupees 1,091 crores in Q3 FY23. Tile segment grew by 3% year-to-year growth in revenue, reaching 1,013 crores compared to rupees 984 crores in Q3 FY23. Bathware segment registered a 16% growth in revenue, reaching 92 crores compared to 79 crores in Q3 FY23. The plywood revenue increased by 81% during Q3 FY24 to rupees 34 crores as compared to rupees 19 crores in Q3 FY23. Revenue from adhesive grew by 42% to 13 crores in Q3 FY24 as compared to rupees 9 crores in Q3 FY23. PAT for the quarter grew by 40% to rupees 104 crores in Q3 FY24 as compared to rupees 74 crores in Q3 FY23. As of 31st December 2023, the working capital days increased to 60 days from 53 days as of 30th of September 2023. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to you, Arun, for Q&A.
Connection.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pranav Mehta from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand your strategy on the tile adhesive business. So, basically, what I understand is that even Pidilite is seeing a very fast growth coming in from the tile adhesive business of this. So, just wanted to understand how you're going to forward into this business.
See, Pidilite is a very large company. You can't compare Kajaria with Pidilite on that front as far as adhesives are concerned. Adhesives, we just started in about a year back. And now with Karthik coming in, we have handed over this vision for him. So we are trying to increase the business. This year we should be ending up with about 50 crores. Next year we are targeting anywhere between 75 to 80 crores. And we hope this business should grow to 200 crores in the next 2-3 years. That's what we are looking at. Because with the increasing uses of tiles and the bigger size of tiles, adhesive market is growing bigger and bigger over a period of time.
Sure, sir. And sir, my next question was related to your acquisition in plywood. So basically, now we are looking for an acquisition somewhere in North India. So if you can throw some light on how you are going to move ahead in this business now that we have been doing kind of a trading business for four to five years, and what is the strategy here going forward?
Hi, Pranav, Chaitanya, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so last year we did a turnover of 77 crores in the plywood business. This year we should end at 100 crores, and the next year target is 150 CR. The main reason for the acquisition of the plywood plant in North India is we were facing a lot of issues in supply side and quality. So we were outsourcing a lot of small units in North and Central India. But now with the acquisition happening, it will give a lot of stability in terms of quality and supply. And we're very confident of hitting 150 crore mark in this coming financial year 24-25.
Okay, sir. And sir, anything you're looking at, let's say in laminates as well, or as of now you'll be restricting this acquisition towards plywood only?
This acquisition is only towards plywood and block boards and doors. Laminates will continue to trade and outsource only as of now.
Sure, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Very good evening and thank you for the opportunity.
Good evening, sir.
Ashokji, just first question on the CapEx. I think you announced couple of plants into Morbi. I just wanted to understand this a bit more clearly. This 6 MSM we're talking about in KTPL is a functional plant. And, typically for a similar size, are we getting any benefits in terms of, we doing it versus buying it?
Hi, Rahul. This is Rishi Kajaria. So, this plant is operational. We saw it both in the closed state and then we got it opened and the lines were running. And it's producing at a very good cost. And going forward, instead of expanding in our own plant in Morbi, we thought better to acquire this plant. We were getting a better volume, a more higher square meter and at a very good cost.
So, this should add to our production starting immediately, is it?
Starting April. It will take 2 months. There's some work to be done, some machinery to be upgraded. At a very small cost, it will take about 2 months. And April, we plan to start sales from this plant.
Okay, perfect. And secondly, on the KUPL, the 30 crore land buying, can you give some more details? This is for large format tanks, right?
Sure. So going forward, look at export market as a domestic market, we want to make some big tiles which we're not able to make in the existing plants. So for that, we have bought this piece of land, and a target of 15 to 18 months, we plan to put up a big factory for the slabs, for slabs here. Let's say this is for sizes like 1600 by 3200, 12mm and all, which has a big market, both for exports and the market which is going to come up in India. So for that, we are buying the land because we are very bullish on the Indian market going forward. So unless we have the land, you can't put a factory. So we're buying the land right now for future expansion.
So any numbers here in terms of capacity you're looking for, any capex numbers?
No, nothing right now. Let us get the land first. In the next 3-4 months, we'll make a paper and then we'll probably in the next meeting we'll present it.
Okay, get it. So because, you know, it was about 370 crores is what we were intending to spend this year. I think with the Morbi capex of, 80 crores, this number should go up. Could you give some kind of sense on capex for this year and next year, please?
See, this year capex, we have already said that's about 370 crores. And next year we will work out and share it at the next meeting after the fourth quarter.
Okay, so this current investment of 50 crores and 30 crores for the new plants is not part of this 320, right?
No, not yet. It's not capex, it's an acquisition. No? So I think the 50 crores is an acquisition.
Okay.
It's not part of that. It's an additional thing.
Got it. And Ashokji, what was the average gas price for North, South, West, please, for the quarter and any changes today?
No changes. It is 39 rupees on an average for quarter three, and hopefully it should continue at the same level in quarter four.
Could you give a breakup, if possible, North, South, West?
Sure, I can. One sec. Yeah. North is, quarter three was 41, south was 42, west was 34, and average is 39.
Got it, sir. And last, just to close, just some outlook on, how do you see the full year like in terms of growth and next year in terms of, volume, pricing or margins, whatever you want to share, please. Thank you.
See, two things we have already shared in our presentation. We will grow 5 to 6% more than the industry, which we have been doing also for all these years if you look at. And as far as the margin is concerned, this year we talked about 14 to 16%. We are more or less at the upper end. We are about 15.5 plus for the 9 months, which will maintain. And I think next year, if we do well, if things are okay, it should be anywhere between 15 to 17% because that 14% thing is out.
Okay, got it. I'll come back in the queue, Ashokji. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. First, on the North Sea thing that you indicated, so does it have any impact on the gas that you procure? I think we have very attractive long-term pricing, and we have. So on a landed basis, is it likely to impact the cost curve, or are we already hedged? How should we understand that?
No, long-term gas is still expensive because it is based on RLNG, so long-term is still expensive. When I'm giving you all these numbers, these are including the average cost of gas, biofuel, all these components.
It's a fuel cost, not
gas. Yeah, fuel cost. It's not a gas cost.
Yeah, fuel cost. So basically, it's a Red Sea would not impact. Basically, you indicated blended 39 rupees, it is likely to remain at similar levels. This takes into account the potential risk on back of the ongoing disruption?
No, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Ongoing disruption, if you see, it is there for the last 2 months, 2.5 months now, this problem at the Red Sea. So nothing has changed. Gas prices more or less are on the same level.
Perfect. And sir, you indicated since October, industry exports have actually reduced. So in this scenario, are the Morbi guys putting material locally or have they opted to operate at lower utilization levels?
Question for me to answer because that Morbi will know better, but some material has to come locally and some production. The exact information will come from them. I'm not the right guy, but that's what market intelligence is.
Sure. And so lastly, on Fly, how much is the amount that we paid for acquiring 51% stake? And if you could please detail on the capacity as well.
The total amount invested is about 42 crores to acquire 51% stake.
And is that capacity?
2.1 million square meters, which is 80 trucks a month. The capacity is roughly 2.14 million square meters, which is roughly 80 to 85 trucks a month. And in full optimization, optimum utilization, it will give up to 90 to 100 crores of revenue.
Sir, sorry, I could not hear the capacity. I heard 90 to 100 crores.
The capacity is 2.14 million square meters, which is 80 to 90 trucks per month. And on full optimum utilization, the plant will generate a revenue of 90 to 100 crores per annum.
Perfect. This is very useful. Thank you so much and all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Sonia Kohli from Shree Money Matters. Please go ahead.
Right. So first of all, many congratulations for another splendid quarter. So first question from my side is about from where are they getting the majority of the business? Is it from the renovation activities or the properties that are being newly constructed?
It's mixed. The demand is mixed. It's a combination of both renovation and some new projects. But looking forward, we foresee that in future, we're going to get the new projects coming much more.
Okay. Because of the infrastructural development, right?
Yeah.
And the second question is that, I want to know the approximate respective contribution of Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities, both in the current performance and the future expectations.
It's very, it's more or less about 50-50. I think we'll be about 50% in tier 1, 50% tier 2.
How is that tier 1? No. In metro, it is close to about 20%. In tier 1, it's close to about 30%. In tier 2, it's about under 30%. In tier 3, it should be close to about 15%. And tier 4 should be about 5%.
Okay. And we expect to continue this trend in future also?
No. The tier 3, tier 4 over a period of next 3 years should slightly go up because that's where a lot of new construction is happening. So I would say that tier 3, tier 4 should slightly go better. Because metro is more of a...
Please. So my final question is about the industry as a whole. So currently this industry is experiencing a boom, but what do we see in the coming time for this?
See, industry is passing through a tough time. Two reasons. You see, okay. We have been interacting with each other a lot, all of us. But you see, real estate has been good for the last 2 years, as you all have been saying. First year, what they did was they sold the inventory which was locked. Second year, new construction started, whereby they made the structure where cement, steel, cables and all that got used. Now is the time for our kind of industry like paint, tiles, sanitary ware, ply, all these will come in from now on. So we hope that next 3 years should be good for the industry.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was with respect to the demand scenario. I know you've already partially answered, but, have you seen some improvement in January or January also looks pretty much the same what it was in October, November, December months?
January has been equally tough. As we all know, North has been had a bitter cold with the match of fog in 20 days out of 31 days. So North market has been affected. West, South is more or less okay. East is okay, but North has suffered very badly due to weather, entire North, as we all know. So January has been very tough. And I would say the quarter will also be tough. If we are looking at a scenario where Kajaria should grow at about 6-7% in volume terms for the quarter. But going forward, we are very positive that things should improve.
And the how do we look at the lead indicators? I mean, yes, you did mention about the real estate, but is there any green shoots, any particular indicator you think that things are improving, or how do we
it's
see?
Too early, it's too early to tell. I just told you that January has been tough. March will be more or less like this, where Kajaria should go at about 6-7% in volume terms, maybe 7% in volume terms. But looking at that, lead indicators, you will only know after the post-budget, post, you know, March, where things should start looking up. So I think we have to wait for another 2 months.
Got it. Sir, related question. You did mention that you have grown, you know, outgrown the industry by 5-6 percentage point even in the past. And the
yes, sir.
Is expected to continue. So, yeah. You know, given the numbers what we have reported for last few quarters, is it that the industry is kind of flat or seen a slight decline? How do we look at this?
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. Industry is flat. Two things I told in my opening remarks also. Gas prices have gone up much more by almost, what, how much?
70%.
70% from August onwards. Morbi has not even touched the prices. So why? Because exports are down, the local market is down. So looking at that, we have to see where to find the right balance, and more indications will come only around end of March.
Understood. Understood. So the second question I had was with respect to the pricing. Now, if you look at the realizations for each of our three buckets, you know, whether it is own or subsidiaries or outsourced, we see a realization kind of being down QOQ as well. So, you know, is it purely the discount or is it purely the mix? How do we read this, you know?
No, prices, you are absolutely correct. Prices have come down by 2-3%. And I would say we are lucky that the prices have only come down by 2-3% looking at the overall scenario. Because as I just said, Morbi, in spite of a 17% gas increase, which normally they would have increased prices, they have not touched the prices at all. So just to keep the right balance, you have the prices per se has not come down. We have given more benefits to the traders to sell, which I have always said. Prices per se don't come down. It's a dealers, we give benefit to the dealers so that they can sell more by some way of scheme or something.
Got it. Sir, if I may ask one more, and sorry.
Please.
So if we look at what Morbi was, let's say, 5 years back and what it is today, you see that Morbi is far more competitive now given the players have become bigger, the tier two, tier three players have become bigger, and hence, I mean, it may not really hurt Kajaria, but in the industry, do you see that Morbi is far more organized and hence, the possibility of any significant margins or significant growth is kind of getting reduced year after year?
See, two things you asked, and I will answer one by one. First, what has happened in Morbi? Morbi has improved partially due to GST. You know what was the situation 6 years back, because GST just completed 6.5 years now, after 1st of July, that 6.5 years have been completed. They have partially corrected themselves, and today what is happening is more or less people have come in GST. There are some here things going here and there. I'll not go to the deep side of it. But that process will further be corrected maybe a year or so or 2 years or so. But once it is corrected, definitely their share will come down. The organized sector per se will take some market share. That's number one. Number two, as far as their organized is concerned, yes, they are getting better. They are putting better plants and they are trying to do. But see, they are all local players, all based in Morbi. When you go all over India, like we are, or Somani is, or Johnson is, then you have to do a lot of advertising and all that to build a brand, which is still far away. A couple of people are trying to emerge, like say Polo and Barbora, we all know. But it's still far away, because to make a local brand, you have to spend a lot of money on advertisement and placement of plants at other areas also. Right now, they are restricted to Morbi.
May I add one thing? Achal, I think your question was whether the more advanced and competitive, the answer is yes. As far as product is concerned, their product quality, they are coming in a big size, that is correct. But in India, India is a very vast market. There is a brand conscious customer, there is a cost conscious customer. So despite they are making the same type of tile, the same quality of tile, there is a segment in the country which will go for the brand, even the products are similar. So both will grow. I mean, they
that's
will
right, cater, that is exact.
They will continue to cater to the cost conscious customers, and branded player will continue to cater to the brand conscious customer. And going forward, there will be a situation where the gap between the branded and unbranded will shrink. And lot of, because of Indian people inspiration, lot of people will turn towards the branded player. So we are very confident the industry will move towards the branded player.
Got it. So this is very helpful. Just one more question, if I may, with respect to the fuel mix, you know, the RasGas gas, Gujarat gas, biofuel and propane, etc., coal for the quarter, sir?
I just shared our prices of 39 rupees. Blended for the fuel?
No, the fuel mix in terms of the total fuel consumption, how much is propane, how much is biofuel, how much is RasGas, how much is Gujarat?
See, for north plants, we are using, for north Secunderabad, Gailpur, we are using 30% as a biofuel. And overall scenario, if you see, the combination of biofuel, coal, and this, what you call, propane is around 25% overall. Propane tomorrow is zero. Right now it's zero.
And the balance 75% is RAS and Gujarat. Gujarat gas.
75% is gas consists of RLNG, gas consists of Henry Hub, gas consists of JCC.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
And Gujarat is, of course, Gujarat gas.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So you highlighted the margin guidance for next year. What sort of volume you are targeting?
A volume we have also already said, and I think you must have listened while you were in the, this listening mode, right, that we will do 5 to 6% more than our competitors, and that's
the industry.
And then yes, the industry, I'm sorry. Yeah, then the industry, and we have been doing this for years.
And we are confident the industry will improve.
Yeah.
So industry will improve, our growth will go. We cannot quantify at the moment, but we are confident that we will be growing 5 to 6% higher than the industry.
Like,
so if the industry grew by 5-6% next year, we will be growing 12-30%. If industry grow 4%, we'll be growing 10%, like that.
But any sense, like, what sort of growth you are expecting for the industry when the demand revival, what sort of
numbers? It's too early to tell today, as I said, let's wait till March.
Got it.
Let's wait till March.
What is the capex for the first 9 months, and what sort of capex you expect in FY25?
FY25, I already said that we will share with you in the next quarter results. And this year it's about 370 crores roughly for FY24.
One thing I want to understand, in slab, the larger tanks which you are bringing, the high margin, normally
352 crores. March 24 should be 352 crores.
This is excluding Nepal.
Excluding Nepal.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So last two questions from my side. One is on the slab plant. So it's normally a less competitive market and the margins are higher. So once the plant ramps up, what sort of EBITDA margin you expect in this? And lastly, on the brand spend, which is right now around 3% of revenue, is it going to stay at the similar level or is it going to inch up going forward?
So I think the first question you asked was the slab plant. It's too early. Right now, as we said, that we're going to give this... I think in the next, after next quarter, we'll give you details as to what we plan to put and what is, how it's going to be. And as far as the advertisement is concerned, yes, 3% is there, and it's only going to be more. I mean, we're going to, around that level, we're going to be spending on advertisement from our company. Next.
Okay.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. Firstly, on the demand front, I know you've already answered a lot, but just one clarity here, the kind of scenario that you're seeing right now, is the demand slowdown completely broad-based, like region-specific or tier 1, tier 2 cities? or whether it be a replacement or new demand. Any sense on any of these parameters would help.
Going forward, we are more positive than what we are today, number one. Number two, the tier one, metro and tier one is more of a renovation. Metro is more of a renovation. Tier one, tier two, tier three is more of a new construction. So if you take it like that, it will be new construction will be close to about 75%. Replacement or renovation will be about 25%. But I also like to add for the benefit of the people that a lot of work is also coming from the government side. A lot of things are happening on education and health
hospital
on the medical front and the education front. A lot of work is coming from the states on that front. And now with this new the push towards new railway stations, push towards new airports, all this is going to add more to the demand of the, because of the infrastructure spend being spent by the government.
Understood, sir. So secondly, on your new division, so could you specify what are you exactly, you know, like what are the, how is the distribution with respect to adhesives on plywood front? How is the distribution reached? What we understand is your bathware was something which were, you know, you were targeting your existing tile dealers. But what's happening with the plywood wood panel space as well as adhesives part would be helpful.
First, I'll answer the adhesives part. Currently, our existing dealers are selling our adhesives. Plus, we're also hiring a new team from the market from the adhesive industry, like Roff, Raticate and other companies, who will target additional dealers who are already dealing with this product. In terms of plywood, the distribution network is totally separate, and the existing tile dealers do not sell plywood and laminates. They have a separate distribution network for that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Also, lastly, while you mentioned a lot on the Morbi-based player, any comments on, you know, large brands looking at entering into tile industry, whether it be somebody like an L&T or somebody like, you know, we have been hearing even a couple of other players are in this industry. Any view there? What's the right to win? Or any such feedback would be helpful from your end.
We haven't heard anything like that, number one. Number two, you know, the key thing, as you all know, is the number of dealers, the kind of dealers you have. See, to manufacture in the industry is much easier. To have the network of dealers is the most difficult part, which has been generated over a period of 35 years. So I think any new guy coming in, I'm not even talking about L&T. There are some sanitary people who also wants to come in. They come in, they get out, they come in and get out. So, you know, I leave you to judge that, how it will shape up.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot and all the very best, team.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Mehak Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions specifically on the export side. So how has the Red Sea crisis impacted the overall export market?
The exports have slowed down. November, December, January, the exports which are on an average of about 18 crores, which is the data we gave you for the first 7 months, have come down to about 1300 crores. November, December, January, the exports have been to the order of 1300 crores each month.
See, the freights have really increased. I'll give an example. A container to UK was costing $600 in December, and today it is costing $4,000. So, because of the high freight rates
and the transit time,
the exports are down.
20 days ki jagah 40 days ho gaya. The export transit time has increased in that part of the world from 20 days to 40 days also. So, availability of shipping will be less. The freight will further be high if this problem continues.
So then, can we expect this export demand to transfer that to domestic, which can result in oversupply and further decrease in the prices going ahead?
No, I just answered this in earlier this thing. Two things will happen. Part of it will come to domestic, I don't say. Yes. Secondly, they have also will cut down on production because they can't sell everything to domestic. And third, the moment the situation exists in that part of the world, they will again go back to export because exports is a priority to them for various reasons.
And also it's not easy for any brand to just dump in the Indian market without any, you know, since they've been exporting,
So they have no leverage, they have no distribution network.
And they have no brand.
And they have no brand. So it is not a switch on and off button that you suddenly export, you suddenly dump in the domestic market, you suddenly export again. So if you don't, if your exports are going down, then you most probably reduce your production and you stop the plant.
Okay, and last in terms of the two acquisitions, so what are the capacities which we are expecting to come from KUPL and KTPL?
So KTPL, we already mentioned it's going to be 6 million square meter at an acquisition cost of about 50 crore rupees. And for KUPL, we're still very early. We're just buying land right now. And in the next 3 to 4 months, in our next quarter review, we will give you an outline as to what we are planning in that.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Anmol Grover from Albatross Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know what is the profitability for the bathware segment.
Bathware segment EBITDA is roughly about 8%. 8% for the first 9 months, and I think by the time year ends, it should be between 9 and 10%.
For 9 and 10% for 9 months.
No, so far for 8 months, it has been close to 8% plus, and by the year ends, it will be close to between 9 to 10%.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there any way you can bifurcate this between faucet and sanitary ware products?
More or less the same. It's more or less the same.
All right, that's all I wanted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi sir, we have seen you diversify from tiles to bathware, you know, now you're getting into plywood adhesives. Do you think our broad range is now done or we still have more additions to think about?
We have not diversified. We have only diversified to ply. These are all related fields where the dealer said you are already a big supplier of tiles to us. Why can't you give, starting he said, why can't you give you bathware and sanitaryware, which we started. And as I said in my various earlier meetings, 50% joined, 50% didn't join because some were married to Jaguar or HSI or Sera. And now in the last day, themselves said, okay, we are using adhesives also. Why can't you supply adhesives to us? So we have launched the brand name of Gress Bond by Kajaria. So adhesives have been launched on those lines. The only diversification which we did was in the field of ply and laminates.
So sir, do you think the portfolio is complete from that sense or there are more to come?
See, the kind of growth we are talking about, unfortunately, has not happened from the volume side or revenue side this year. I think the heads are full for both Chetan and Rishi, who are looking after the day-to-day thing. And next 3 years, actually, we hope that we should grow much faster than what we have done. And we should focus on what we are already doing.
On the wood front, particularly, you know, we have gone into plywood. MDF is fast-growing segment there. Do we have plans for that segment too?
No, you see, as far as ply is concerned, you all know that we have not made any money so far, we have lost money. So first idea is to make money, and as Chetan said earlier, that we had to have this JV because of the quality problems, because of the supply problems, because there were small units who were supplied to this division. Now, once this plant comes, we should have stability. Next year we are talking about 150 crores, and still we'll lose some money, let me tell you in advance, to the order of about 6-7 crores. And next year after that, we should be able to break even. So that's what we are talking about. So as of today, what we have to do is to do our job well as far as supply is concerned so that we break even at the earliest.
I appreciate your answer. Just one clarification here. My question was with regards to MDF because most of the guys who sell ply are looking at MDF also. So I'm just trying to understand whether we have plans for MDF in the near future.
No, I have already answered. You didn't agree. You didn't listen, but I answered that next 3 years we are not looking at anything.
Okay,
the only growth is what we are doing. Ply we will do by partly manufacturing, partly outsourcing. Laminates, as Chetan said, we will do by outsourcing.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just one small clarification. You said the realization. So we saw the realizations have dropped for you, 1% QOQ. This is because though Morbi has not taken any price increases, you said, and we won't have either. Is this because of the product mix change, or have we taken some price cuts, or as you said, that we passed on additional benefits to the dealers, which has led to lower realization?
No, I said two things. One, Morbi has not taken any price hike. Yes, they have not taken. And our prices have fallen by 2-3% over a period of time. And they have not fallen as far as price is concerned. We have given that additional benefit to the dealers to sell more. So it could be in the quarter which just ended, October-March, we should have given a discount of about 2-3%. And partly you see a 1% fall could be due to product mix.
Right. So, and given that you said that the exports have also seen a downtrend, if I got the numbers right, you said 1,700 crores was the run rate, monthly run rate earlier till October, which has decreased to 1,300 crores since November. And since.
No, no, since. Yeah, November, December, January, it is 1,300 crores average per month.
Right. Yeah. So since that has happened in some tile is being diverted to domestic markets, are you seeing an increase in competition?
So answer, already. Anyway, since you are asking again, and as you said, partly you know they take the capacity down in Morbi, because Morbi to shut down a plant is much easier than what we can do, number one. And partly, as Rishi said just now, a few minutes back, that it's not easy that an unbranded player comes with the pricing listing and says, you buy my products today and tomorrow I'll not be there because I have to export. It doesn't happen in the trade, you know. The dealer has to run his shop. He is an entrepreneur. He has to take his wise decision whether I should have a one-time thing or I should continue doing my business. So it doesn't happen like that.
Right. So what I was asking was, have you seen a month-on-month increase in competition in January over December? Like, would you be able to...
Nothing like this. Nothing like this. You are asking this question. You have seen the results of other building material companies like Asian Paints, Havells. Everybody is feeling this thing. The market has been tough. So we are not out of that. We are, what others are doing, we are putting our best efforts, I can tell you. But what the market scenario is, we all understand.
Got it. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Asim from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, one question on the tiles realization. I think just taking your 9-month volume and tiles revenue, the average number is just about 380 per square meter. Now, given that pushing price hike is hard unless everyone in the industry does it, I just want to know that how will mixed improvement help this realization figure in the future? Can your upcoming capacities in GVT and large format tile basically mix improvement? Is there a case for that 380 figure to go to say 395, 400 in the next couple of years?
See, the question which you asked is very valid and very important. What will, let me tell you about GVT, then I'll tell you about ceramics also. Both GVT, once a value-added tile is coming, your realization per square meter will definitely come up. For a simple reason, that will take some market share of the existing ones. And the price much higher. Similarly, in ceramic also, some value-added products, bigger sizes come, the realization will go up. Price increase per se will not happen, at least for some time that we are looking at, but value realization, the market slightly improved, will go up. Should go up.
But I think product innovation has not really helped keep prices, rather blended realization higher for a longer time, right? Given that the competition has also been able to provide similar products in the past. So just that 380 number going to 395, 400, just wanted to understand the degree of confidence behind it. I understand that theoretically it should go up, but the probability of that happening, is that like a decently high number as per you, or would this still be, you know, like overall a volume gain? Tiles volume growth will come in, blended realization may be flattish given the way the competition is.
You didn't understand what I said. The market is moving gradually towards bigger tiles in the last 3 to 4 years. When these bigger tiles come in, they are priced higher than what it was these smaller tiles. So the realization will not is not a resultant of whether I am producing a good tile or the other guy is producing a slightly lower tile. The realization will come from more use of bigger tiles where the price is more, and at the end of the day you will get a better per square meter number for that particular commodity, whether it's a ceramic or a GVT. In PVT also we have brought a lot of value-added products, bigger sizes, which some of them we are outsourcing, and the value realization will also be looked upon accordingly.
So yes, to answer your question, the company is moving towards value addition as we go around, and that's the reason of putting the container plus lines also. That's the reason of buying the land also in future. So yes, it will take time because of the market being not, because of the market being flat. We have really not got any results this year, but maybe in future, definitely we are looking at a very positive scenario. We are also working on our distribution network and seeing how we can, you know, display more and more of value-added tiles. So yes, the future looks good. We can't comment on the exact numbers or what the realization will increase to, but yes, company is moving in that direction.
So just one follow-up. I think to an earlier question, you did say that tier 3 and 4 markets will grow faster. Will that have a negative bearing, or would that not be material enough on the realization?
They are selling best of the tiles. People have a lot of money out there. They are selling the best of the tiles. I gave you an example. The showroom opened in Jhanjharpur and Darbhanga. They are state-of-the-art showrooms. Jhanjharpur is a population of 70,000. It's tier 4. Darbhanga, you can say tier 3. And the guy over there has opened 15,000 square feet in Jhanjharpur, exclusive Kajaria. In Darbhanga, he has opened 11,000 square feet, exclusive Kajaria. And all kinds of products are displayed, all value-added products. People have money, they didn't know where to buy their product. They used to go to Patna to buy the products.
Okay. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the follow-up. Ashokji, you know, one question I had in my mind was on real estate. What we understand is, you know, premium luxury real estate is actually doing better across the country. You know, both, you know, if we track Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, that's what it looks like, larger metro cities. Larger houses, you know, people want more square footage, higher floors, inbuilt amenities, stuff like that. Most of the discretionary companies, you know, you also mentioned Asian Paints, you know, Havells, we're looking at some kind of slowdown, and everybody's hoping for a recovery into retail demand. Just wanted to get a sense, obviously it has to tie up with this tier 3, tier 4 story of, you know, that mix actually getting better. And your exposure to metros, as you said, is about 20%. So I'm not really sure whether this premium luxury kind of changes our business. And coupled with this also is, you mentioned infra demand from government, you know, airports, ports, railway stations, stuff like that. Would you, you know, since you sell everything through your dealer, how would you track that, you know, what is Kajaria's penetration into, let's say, project side? And then on the retail side, you know, does this premium luxury demand also help you? I'm just trying to get a sense of whether this real estate demand actually will play out into our favor or not.
See, there are two things. You said metro. For metro, they require better tiles, good tiles, even larger tiles, for which we are talking about putting up the plant of glaze vitrified, and we already have products in glaze vitrified in bigger sizes, but even more bigger sizes. As far as the general construction is concerned, they are using all kinds of tiles, be it ceramic, be it polish vitrified, be it glaze vitrified, doesn't make any difference. It all depends on where you are making that property, number one. Number two, metro is a different story, tier one is a different story, tier two is a different story, tier three is a different story, tier four is a different story. India being a large country, all kinds of products are being used. Not from today, will have so many years and will continue to be used. See, when you talk about specifically that, you know, luxury is in demand, it's basically limited to few cities. When you go to tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, it's again a normal scenario.
So tier
1
to tier
3.
Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, all these supply directly to projects. A lot of these places will supply directly to projects. Directly to projects to track what is happening. Even government projects. Government projects, a lot of it is supplied directly. So that we can track and because they also want to buy directly from the company. Some of them are very large scale projects. So there the dealers are not involved. So all our sales are not through dealers.
So what my understanding was about, you know, maximum 10% is what you bill directly to government or projects, right? Is that correct?
No, it's close to about 30% is institutional sales. We have always been saying 70% is through retail outlets, that is a dealer outlet, and 30% is institutional sales. When you talk about institutional sales, it is of two, three kinds. One, government projects where they want a billing directly or through a contractor, but company markets itself for that account. Then smaller builders where they want direct billing, but payment is not an issue. So these are the two, three kinds of things which we are targeting as far as institutional sales are concerned.
And in your experience, you know, over the last, you know, 12, 15 months where we are seeing a tough time, has this proportion changed in favor of institutional sales? At least that should have happened.
Institutional sales have improved, but you know, in Kajaria, the overall percentage is still low. Institutional sales, when you say government institutional sales, have improved. And it will be more and more with the kind of government putting infrastructure. As I said earlier, two areas they are spending a lot of money is health and education. And also now a lot of business will come from airports, which they are trying to modernize, from railway stations, which we are talking about, like I have drawings here for Bombay and Lucknow. They are talking about modernizing just like a airport. So these are the demands which will come over a period of next 6 months to 1 year. The projects are already on. And if you all recall, Modi ji has already sanctioned 500 railway stations across India to be modernized in the next 3 to 4 years. So ultimately, tiles have to be used in all these places.
And our mix will remain about 75% retail and 25% is projects. Because we work in both the fronts. So that proportion is more or less the same. Even going forward, we feel it's going to be the same.
Got it. Perfect. That helps some understanding. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from BOB Cap. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. If we see in December quarter, we operated at 101% capacity utilization. I am talking about our own subsidiary facility. And our capacity would increase by only 7% in FY25 with the help of this recent acquisition of 6 MSM GVT facility in Morbi. So wanted to know, do we have scope to increase our own and JV sales volume in the current March quarter on a sequential basis as we operated at full level in December quarter? And do we plan to add more capacity in the domestic market in FY25 as we are quite positive about the demand scenario from next year onward?
See, it will be a mix of both outsourcing and I'm increasing our own capacities. I will take the calls as we go along and see how the market conditions improve. We already announced 2 projects in GVT. Similarly, as the market condition improves, we can update you more in the next couple of quarters how we are planning to increase our own production or outsource the remaining capacity.
Okay, so for this March quarter, whether our own and JV sales volume would be limited to what we have done in December quarter, there would not be any sequential growth in the volume?
Correct.
I already said that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Ilara. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just sir, on the initiative that the company is taking up more on the sales for automation from April 2024 and on dealer management system, if you could give some more insights into what is this change will happen due to this.
The Salesforce automation is more to improve the efficiency of our existing Salesforce, and we don't plan to increase more manpower as we go along and increase our production and capacities. The same team will set the increased capacity. This is more for more efficient working, mapping their routes, making them more efficient and utilizing their time most efficiently. The dealer management system is more for making the dealers also more efficient. They can see the stocks online. They can see the outstanding online, they can place the orders to the factory. So to get the system more automated and make it more efficient for everybody involved in the whole chain.
Yeah, but would that result in some reduction in the inventory at the dealer level, or would this could have an impact on whenever it gets launched, some inventory correction in the system?
It will reduce inventory level also, plus if increase the efficiency of our people, increase the efficiency of the organization also.
So, I mean, would this be more of an online ordering system by Salesforce guys?
No, online ordering. Online ordering for BPO, but online the dealer still orders. But he can see live stocks so that right now he takes the stocks from the salespeople, then he can see the live stocks and order directly to the plant. Dealer management system, he can see live stocks and order directly to the plant. Just like an airline ticket. It blocks because by the time he sees the stocks today, it is already one day late. Then he will be ordering directly and he can see the stocks. It will increase his efficiency also.
Sure. And sir, sorry, I am new to this sector, but I just wanted to know that what is the Salesforce automation, which is the sales team does, is basically to take orders and give it to the dealers in terms of for execution of the order. Is that?
It is more of automating the whole system. If they make new dealers, they map the new dealers, the whole profile, it all comes in the system. Everything is stored digitally to reduce the paperwork, map their routes, increase efficiency, know what they are doing. The whole chain gets more digitized and automated, and all the seniors to the junior know exactly what is happening in the system, where the people are traveling, what are they doing the whole day, are they using the time efficiently or not. That is the whole purpose of introducing a Salesforce automation system in the organization.
Many good companies have done it. Just like, you know, we were told that Asian Paints, Havells, they are already doing it. We are slightly late, but we are implementing from 1st of April.
And also going forward, this will also make sure that we don't increase our manpower, and the same team will take care of the future growth as well. So all these systems, so 2 or 3 years down the line, when if the company grows, your manpower systems will not grow and it will be more systematized.
So we are the first in our sector to do this.
We are not the first.
We don't know.
In our
trade, we don't know, but I just told you that Havells and Asian Paints are already doing it, and that's what we have learned, and we are trying to improve ourselves. That's all I can say at this stage.
Sure. And just one more thing on the investment that we are doing. One, I understand that there is a acquisition, and first is a subsidiary for the tile. So why is we setting up a subsidiary? Why can't we do it in the Kajaria itself?
We are doing it as a subsidiary because we also want some stake of that the Gujarat person who we are buying the company from.
Okay.
See, Morbi is a little peculiar market. We don't want to have any factory on our own. For all the local issues, you always need a partner. So all our JVs in Morbi have a local partner. So on the similar model, we wanted this one to be as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Where we are the controlling stake, anywhere between 80-90%, and the rest is with the local partner.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the question, sir. It's been a while now. In terms of the data, if you could help us with the GVT, PVT ceramic mix for 3Q FY24 and 9.
So roughly the ceramic revenue mix is 39% and volume mix is 43%. PVT is 26 and 25 and GVT is 36 and 32.
Got it. And Chetan, if you could help us understand in terms of the, you know, the comment made was obviously north, given the harsh winter, obviously it's impacted. Can you help us understand, you know, from a FY23 or 9 months, how the mix is for north, west, southeast?
So roughly north is 40%, south is roughly 30, west is another 18, and east is 12.
Understood. I think that's very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Saurabh Jain from HSBC. Please go ahead, sir. Hello, Saurabh sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, please ask the question.
Thank you.
I think he's offline.
Yeah.
Hello, Saurabh sir. Is there?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we can. We can.
Okay, I'll make it quick in the interest of time, sorry. So what I'm trying to understand is why there is so much of variation in terms of your capex cost for setting up, say, 1 MSM of capacity, because it ranges from almost like 10 crores per MSM for the new plant acquisition that you have made just now. And it goes up to more than 30 crores for your Nepal plant and some of the previous brownfield expansions that you have done. I think it translates to somewhere about more than 20 crores per MSM. So I understand it could be different for different kind of products that we do, but what explains so much of variation in your capex cost? I wanted some clarity here.
See, as far as Nepal is concerned, nothing is available there. Everything has to go from India. So even the equipment, local equipment and the machines have to be coming from China or Europe, has to be routed through India. So the putting up the costs are high, but at the same time the realizations are much better because it is based on basically an import based country. There are 3 plants already coming up and running, but at the end of the day the realizations are much better than what we have it here. So the cost of putting up the plant will be higher, but the realizations, EBITDA margins will be better at the end of the day.
But then comparing the say ROCEs for the new acquisition that we have done, would the ROCEs be materially higher than what you would you probably do at Nepal or some of your previous businesses, or how do you see that?
See, that's what we are saying, and that's why we are putting up the plant. Nepal ROCE should be better than what we are having it currently, 25%.
And compared to the new acquisition, Keronite?
Keronite?
It will be much, much better because we got a very good deal on the entire project. So there we are expecting ROC almost 30% plus.
Yeah, so that is precisely my question, is that why we rather, if we have such attractive deals in the market, why not rather try to focus our capital allocation on striking such good deals wherein we make an very strong ROC?
It's not necessary to get that deal every time. So this is, I think, one of the good deals we got and we grabbed it, and in future if we get anything like that, we are still open, right? If we have cash in the company, we are always open to good deals. So this is a good deal, so we got it. So, yeah, you're right, your calculation is pretty good, that 50 crores for a 6 million square meter is a very good deal, and that's why we are looking at a much better ROC and margin in this.
Yeah. And does it also then imply that the Ultima, because I recall a couple of years back we had plans to do 5 MSM of at 210 crores of cost in Ultima. So then again, that expansion could actually be kind of much lesser in terms of ROCs compared to the Keronite acquisition.
You're absolutely right. This is the same Ultima plant which we have planned earlier, which we had put on hold that time. We were not confident in the market, but now looking at the scenario, we were very bullish, and yes, going forward, the land we are buying is for something similar, which we are working on right now, which we want to buy the land first. And in the next 2-3 months, we will announce in the next meeting as to what we want to do. But yes, it is to put up a slab plant. The exact working will go on now once we get the land.
Okay. 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 Thank you so much. Thanks for answering the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for this meeting. I think good questions have been asked, and I hope we have answered it to the best of our ability. And thank you very much for organizing this. So I thank all the people who have joined us today for this conference on behalf of Kajaria management and myself. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.